Well, folks, welcome back to the Wrestling Culture Podcast. Well, nobody sheds more light on the desperation of the Trump legal challenge to what is viewed as a fair election, even by the U.S. government, as evidenced by CISA when they came out and said as much, that it was a fair election, the government agency. Nobody shows the desperation of the president's legal challenge better than Mark Levin. It's downright pathetic, folks. It's downright pathetic, the whining, the complaining. I've just got some analysis here I want you to listen to. Have a listen to this.
And this litigation strategy in these various states, where the laws have been changed, in many cases illegally.
Really?
Where they're tracking down 30, 40, 50 different types of voting activity. Even with the states, there's different activity in different counties. It's a very difficult and complicated business.
Well, yes, it is. And then, Mark, why did you wait until Trump lost the election to raise your hand about any concerns that you had? Why did you wait so long? There didn't seem to be any issue until Donald Trump lost the election. But wait, folks, Mark Levin is not done there.
And she said they didn't reveal enough fraud to affect the election.
And this is interesting. He's actually evidently a watcher of the Rachel Maddow show, because he's talking about MSNBC here, and he's talking about Rachel Maddow in this. So keep listening.
They didn't reveal enough fraud to affect the election? How do we know that?
How do you
know
that?
Well, they haven't presented it. No, they're not going to present it. It's not possible to present it.
Really?
They're bringing lawsuits about fraud.
Right.
They need access to information. They need a court to assist if it sees fraud.
Well, that's very interesting. So let me summarize for you, Mark, what you're are saying here is that you favor bringing lawsuits to clearly impede what thousands of counties across this fine nation have overseen as a fair and honest election. Thousands of counties have put together these election results that then get submitted to their Secretary of State. They certify, then the Secretary of State certifies. So what you would like to see happen is all of these lawsuits clearly impede what thousands of these counties across this nation have overseen as a fair election. You expect the courts, on a quarter thimbleful of evidence, these affidavits that you're talking about, to start a monumental inquisition into your crazy claims that would hopefully last, oh, let me guess here, Mark, what, about 4 more years? Is that what you would like to see in terms of maybe a delay? Then, Mark, he really gets desperate. God help him here. He gets extremely desperate, and he starts to blame reporters, if you can imagine that. Have a listen.
And as I've been saying for weeks now.
Stop screaming.
These reporters aren't in the field actually trying to find out what's going on. They're sitting back.
Oh, okay, Mark.
Like opinion makers.
Right, okay. So it's everybody's problem but Donald Trump's defense team to dig into these crazy election fraud claims. You're blaming reporters now. Now it's their problem because they're not digging into these crazy conspiracy theories. You know, it's pretty pathetic, folks, and it's downright sad. And that's not enough. There's more. Then Mark Levin tries to dig into the Dominion voter systems, which he tries to link to Smartmatic. He tries desperately to link this to Smartmatic, which everyone, including me on yesterday's podcast, has debunked. So have a listen to this.
And Dominion is linked and is part of a company that was in fact set up by the Venezuelan regime and Hugo Chavez to steal elections.
Wrong. No, Mark. Turn to the light, Mark. Turn to the light. Stop spreading the lies. Mark, you can start today. Stop spreading the lies. And then, folks, Mark is on this crazy rant. He goes off on how the Russians were supposed to swing this election for Donald Trump, but they didn't. The Democrats said the Russians were going to swing this election for Donald Trump. Christopher Wray came out, remember, and said that they were going to swing, or that they were active in the election. And he's asking now, what happened to that? What happened to all of that, he says. Listen to this.
The Russians were trying to sway the election for Joe Biden, and the Chinese were for Donald Trump, and the Chinese were trying to sway it for Trump.
What?
Chinese were trying to sway it for Biden. Russians for Trump. That's what they all said. Now we're told it's a fanciful conspiracy theory to even think they tried. What are they talking about? What are they talking about?
Oh, God. Come on, Mark.
Again, it's like a light switch on and off.
You've got amnesia?
So the Russians didn't do anything? The Chinese didn't do anything?
Mark, they tried. Giuliani worked with Dmitry Firtash. Remember that? Remember that name? Does that ring a bell? Dmitry Firtash, who federal prosecutors identified way back in 2017 as an associate of Russian organized crime. They tried. Remember the product of all of Giuliani's efforts over in the Ukraine, the supposed Hunter Biden laptop fiasco with all of this crap on it from God knows where? They tried. They tried, Mark. It failed. It failed. So the last part here, folks, of Mark Levin's attempt to get someone to look into this rabid conspiracy theory that he seems intent on peddling falls flat. It falls flat with who else but Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. He tries to get him to do something about it.
They have hundreds and hundreds of affidavits, and all we hear is, well, it's not enough to deliver victory.
Here we go.
Shouldn't we find out what the hell took place in these different states where numbers are starting to show up, like in Georgia, or in the case of Pennsylvania, where the politics of that road court, just as the Florida road court in 2000, are so obvious? Don't we need to fix this going forward?
Oh, boy. Headache.
Yeah, so, Mark, first off, we absolutely should get to the bottom of what happened in Georgia, in Nevada, in Arizona, in Pennsylvania, and other states. The president has a right to have a fair and open counting of every legal ballot and make sure that no illegal ballots are counting. We'll see what the resolution of that. That's really out of the hands of politicians at this point. It's in the hands of lawyers, and the president's lawyers in particular.
Oh, guess what, Mark? He just punted right back into Rudy Giuliani's lap. The clown show. The Humpty Dumpty legal team. You know what I'm talking about here. They've got the ball. And good luck with that.
This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.